Well, there indeed, City won possession, but it's the last piece of action of this North West derby, and it ends in a draw. Finn Harps 1, Derry City 1, and all the action and all the goals came in those closing minutes. Declan, Harps in front on 83 minutes through Ethan Boyle. Derry City equalising within a couple of minutes from the penalty spot when Jamie McGonigal scored, and it's finished one apiece.
Yeah, that's disappointing. You know, scored a really good goal from free kick. Ethan Boyle, an excellent header. He just out-jumped everybody and got a really powerful header in and down into the net, and it was a brilliant header and worthy to win the game. And then, you know, you're looking at it from a defensive point of view, you're looking at, okay, let's not do nothing stupid, let's make sure we defend, not conceding. And, you know, and we always chat about the 5 minute period, don't concede for 5 minutes and it gets you through that period, and they didn't do that. Yeah, soft penalty, Jamie McGonigal on the left hand side, came inside, put a ball in the box, Ethan Boyle, who was close to him with a yard away, didn't have an opportunity to react, hit his hand, referee points the spot. For me, it's very, very soft, and it gets Derry out of the game, and probably over the 90 minutes, for me, Derry didn't deserve to get the 3 points, nor did they deserve a draw. I mean, Harps should have probably won it, but to be fair to Derry, they stuck with it, they kept on going, and they ended up getting a draw out of the game. And probably, as the game went on the last few minutes, they probably looked a bit more dangerous than Harps, but it's still a big point considering that Shamrock Rovers beat Waterford down in the Waterford 3-1, so that puts Harps into off the playoff position, where Waterford are now and they're there, because Harps have better goal difference.
Yeah, well, you look at the games that are left then, Declan, for Waterford. First of all, they return to action on Saturday, November the 13th, which is a week tomorrow. They travel to play Longford, and then their final match will be a home fixture against St. Pat's.
Yeah, that's absolutely immense. You know, so listen, you're expecting them to go and beat Longford. You know, I was up in the showgrounds in Sligo, and Longford last week were excellent against Sligo Rovers and didn't deserve to lose. Sligo scored a last minute goal to get them over the line as such. And you know, so Longford are going reasonably well, not scored many goals. Yeah, listen, you're looking for Longford to do you a favour potentially. So now Harps are up to St. Pat's, and then they're home to Longford. So Longford have a big say in this playoff position, who ends up there. Listen, it's been brilliant all year. The excitement from both Waterford and Harps, and it's just been end to end. One team's up, the other team's ahead of them, and it's just been, you know, give or take the whole time. But tonight has been a really good performance by Harps, and a massive big crowd. For all the fans that are here, they've seen the effort and the commitment of those players, and they're leaving here happy, even a bit disappointed didn't get 3 points tonight. But it's two games left, and there are two cup finals for both Van Harps and Waterford, and you know, you just don't know which way this is going to go.
Yeah, and we shouldn't possibly rule Drogheda out of the situation just yet, because they have two matches left to play. They are now just 4 points ahead of both Harps and Waterford, and Drogheda returned to action on Sunday with an away match against Bowes. And were they to lose that, well, and Harps managed to win down in St. Pat's on Friday night, well, that would leave Drogheda right back in the thick of it again, going into the final series of matches, and their final match is away to Shamrock Rovers, while Harps are here at home against Longford. So it's all a case of ifs and buts, Declan. I know it's a cliche, but we have said it all too often, there are going to be twists, there are going to be turns over these closing series of games. And who would have thought that with two games left to play, Harps would have found themselves back out of the bottom two, yeah, and their destination is in their own hands.
Absolutely, you know, it's been brilliant. Like, you know, throughout the whole season, they've really entertained us the whole way. Sometimes, you know, with really good performances, late goals, you know, and it's just, tonight was a prime example of that, where two late goals, but it adds to the excitement, and it was a really interesting game the whole way through for 90 minutes. So we know there are going to be twists and turns. It's never straightforward for Finn Harps, we know that. You know, to be fair to Harps, their commitment has been brilliant, the results have been good. Waterford as well have pulled out a few results. Now, I didn't know the draw that had to wait, and obviously Shamrock Rovers, they're two massive games against really two oppositions. Yes, and Bowes are going for the cup final as well. St. Pat's going to the cup final. So it's all to play for. You just don't know how this is going to pan out. But what I do need to know, Harps need to get something probably out of St. Pat's away next week, and then maybe a home one against Longford. And 4 points for me might be enough to get them over the line.
There you go. So that's the voice of Declan Boyle. My thanks to him for his contribution on commentary tonight. It's finished here in this latest episode, this latest North West Derby. Harps and Derry City ending all square. It's over as Finn Harps 1, Derry City 1. Very good evening.